prostitutes might work.
Well, whorehouse, most common term, but they used to call them a fancy house.
Oh, really?
Come from the word fancy being pronounced in a funny way, fancy house. In fact, at the turn of the century, that was probably a good term around Little Rock, a fancy house.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the managers of prostitutes?
Pimps. Oh, madam.
Or madam would be somebody who ran.
Well, I mean, I used to think of a more organized place as run by a madam. And a man-woman operation is a less organized as a pimp, and so many, maybe one or two, something like that.
Now, a more common, sort of a less formal name for an alcoholic might be a...
gin head, rummy.
Mm-hmm.
Gin head, I'd say, was always been drunk, just a pure
drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah, would these refer to people who are kind of bums type, or?
Well, if a guy was called a gin head, he was usually pretty far down the road.
Pretty far down the road.
Yeah. And a drunk, maybe not so severe, maybe not all the time. If he was a gin head, it was a chronic thing.
Right.
If he was a drunk, he was quite often drunk, or, you know, but...
well, if it were a well-to-do man who...
He'd been alcoholic.
Is there any difference between...
If he was a bad guy, he'd be a drunk.
He'd be a drunk.
Even if he was rich.
That's great, I love it. Any difference between a drunk and a derelict?
Derelict, I was only... seen in stores.
That's not a word you'd ever use.
Not a word I'd ever use, and nobody but a judge might use the word derelict.
Oh.
I think of that as a ship at sea with nobody on it.
That's right.
That's the only meaning that word has for me.
What do you call those cheap hotels that cater?
Flop house.
Very good. Do you know any other names?
Flea bag.
Oh, flea bag.
Yeah, flea bag. In fact, I probably, a flea bag would be just as appropriate as a flop house.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other names for marijuana?
Mary Jane. Hash. I could probably think of some more. Pot, of course.
Mm-hmm. How about hard drugs? Do you know any names for any hard drugs? What they would be?
Oh, you mean like heroin?
Yeah.
Or you mean nicknames
like for heroin, for
example? Generally, all of the other hard stuff, cocaine, coke, that's about all I can just think of. I mean, I'm sure if someone mentioned it, I'd recognize most anything it was called. Mary Jane, of course, grass. A whole lot of them, I've heard of them, but I mean, we've never really had a lot of the drug culture in here until just recent years, and it's just now becoming common language.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would say just if you use the term Mary Jane, I'd say that the majority of people my age
wouldn't know
what you were talking about.
Yeah, you know a lot more because of working at the paper
and working around young people,
right?
Yeah.
Do you know any names for drug addicts? Or pushers? How about pushers?
Well, I just say, you know, they might be they're hooked or they're on it or. I just can't recall. I'm sure I'd recognize most terms someone would use, but it's just not something in my vocabulary.
Junkie, do you know that?
Yeah, I know junkie.
That's